Lachim Beis Parag Gemel Pasuk Yud Gemel. Vayomer Elisha El Melech Yisrael, Mali Volach Lechem Nevi'ei Avicha Vel Nevi'ei Imecha. Right, go to the Nevi'im of your father and your mother. Vayomer Elisha El Melech Yisrael, Al Ki Kara Shlom Mishleishus Melachim Ba'elon Losas Oisam Biat Maya. So then Yehoshua tells him, Melech Yisrael tells him, no. Obviously, Hashem brought us all together. Because
you're dead.
Yeah. So what's going on over here? What's happening here?
Moav didn't want to pay up their taxes.
Right. But what's this conversation between Melech Yisrael and Elisha? Right. They're asking him for a miracle. They're asking him for an ace. They said, "Please, you know, we're thirsty. We need water." And he turns to them and he says, "Nah, what do you want from me? Go to the Nevi'im of your father and your mother. Go to the Baal, go to the Asherah, maybe they can help you out." Okay, you know, you're gonna push them down in the time of need, right? They're now showing that they're believing in Hashem. And they want an ace. And you tell them, you turn them down, "No, sorry, you know, you just go to the Nevi'im that you believed in until now." So the Malbim explains that the tefillah of a Navi is only going to help for those people that are maminim. They have to be believers. Believe! Right? You got to believe. Right, Arkady?
Believe to Navim?
You got to believe in Hashem.
Oh.
If you want a miracle to happen, you have to be a believer in Hashem. You got to be a maimin.
My dad only...
What
do you mean? Of course it can't be any other way.
Right, so but that's what he's telling them, right? It's got...
Miracle enough?
What?
Miracle doesn't happen if people don't believe it?
No, that can't happen. People don't believe?
But it's mean people... Rule the Hashem, not Hashem ruled by people. What Hashem wanted, what he tried to do. If I don't believe, it means I'm not allowed him to make miracle.
If I don't believe, then there's no connection between me and that Navi. Right? Got to be a connection, right? A miracle doesn't happen in a vacuum. Right? Oh, you need a miracle? Okay, no problem. You know, I'll just like, you know, flip my wand and boom. You know, I'll just, you know, create water out of nowhere. No. That's not how a miracle happens. Miracle is not there just, you know, it's not magic. Anyway, you don't just flip your wand.
Miracle, Hashem made what in Mitzrayim, what? He made for people who don't believe him.
Bnei Yisrael didn't believe in Hashem?
Of course, Egyptians didn't believe Hashem.
The Egyptians?
Yeah.
He did it for Bnei Yisrael, not for the Egyptians.
Yes, but some people believe, some not.
Right, but who did he do it for? We're talking about the people in need, right? People who need the miracle to happen.
They
have to believe in Hashem.
No, but him, in Mitzrayim, he made miracle not for for Jews. He made miracle for all 10... Miracles, this is made for Mitzrayim.
You're referring to the pasuk that says, "Laman yedu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem bekarav
haaretz." It doesn't have to be a miracle that changes anything. You know, tell you a different thing here. People get on a plane, right? All of a sudden you get sick. You get off the plane crashes, everybody dies. You don't, because you got sick. That's a miracle. He wasn't supposed to die then. So why did he get off the plane? Because something happened to him. That is a miracle. All these, but to me, why these three kings all of a sudden are afraid they're going to lose? Didn't they all get together? And they thought they were going to defeat whoever they're going to fight.
Right, they did. But now they saw that they're stuck without any water. Now, now they realize,
now they have nothing to eat.
Right, they got no water. So now they realize, right, Hashem is obviously out to get us.
Yeah.
Right, he's punishing us for worshipping idols. They realize that now.
How are you going to go swimming if there's no water?
I know, can you imagine? The swimming pool?
Swim in the sand?
It's got to be a tough life. Yeah, so that's what the Navi is telling them, right? Meaning, I cannot perform a miracle for you because you believe in the Nevi'i Baal, in the Nevi'i Asherah. So that's what he's telling them. Don't come to me. You know, go to the Nevi'i Baal because you believe in them. So since you believe in them, I cannot perform a nes. So what do they tell him? What does Melech Yisrael tell them? He tells them Al, meaning the fact that we are now stranded in the desert, without any water, we got three kings, three huge armies with no water, that is not Derech HaTeva. That is Hashgacha. Right? Hashem orchestrated this to give us a message. Right? That's what he's telling him. He said, Kikara, that's what he said in the Pasuk, Kikara Hashem, Hashem brought these three malachim together to put them in the hands of Melech Moav. Right? It's not just happens that. It didn't just happen like this. Right? Hashem obviously wanted to do this. So, Elisha says, okay, you know what? Let's see what we can do. Pasuk Yudalet, Vayomer Elisha, Chai Hashem Tzvakos, Asher Amadti Lefanav, So Elisha says, he says a very interesting idea. He says like this. The Navi, the way he gets Nevuah, the way he gets his divine communication with Hashem, is he's influenced by his surroundings. If he's surrounded by tzaddikim, by good people, or people that are doing the right thing, coming closer to Hashem, then it says in the pasuk, "Visnabisa imahem." Right? The navi gets a nevuah based on the people that he's around. However, the problem is now Elisha is among Rishayim, so he cannot get nevuah.
Not happy.
Right.
Sad.
Why?
Everyone's crying to him. There's no water. Help us.
So you have Melech Yisrael, who was a Rasha, right? He's engaged in the Baal. But the other hand, you have Yoshafat, Melech Yehuda, who was a Tzaddik. So you got some Rishayim here, you got some Tzaddikim. Right? So that situation causes, now the balance is exactly in the middle. So, therefore, he's saying, what does he say? How am I going to achieve Nevuah right now? So Elisha says, if you want me to get Nevuah now, I can't get Nevuah because if I was among Rishayim, then there's no way I could get Nevuah at all. If I was among Tzaddikim, then yes, I would be able to get Nevuah. The problem is, and now among Rishayim and Tzaddikim, so now it's equal. You got a balance here. Therefore, you need an additional external action for me to achieve Nevuah. That's what he's saying, bring the music. If you bring the music, now the music will be, that will tip the scale, and now I will be able to achieve Nevuah. Right? And that, which means that if your shofar was not present, the music wouldn't help. And if Melech Yisrael wasn't present, then you wouldn't need the music. It's because they're both present, so now it's equal, now it's exactly in the middle, now you need something external to tip the scale, which is the music.
Get the rock and roll band out, and everyone will be jumping, happy.
Yeah, not exactly rock and roll. Not exactly. A little different.
A little.
Little different. Okay, so that's what Elisha's asking for. Bring about the musicians, and they will hopefully initiate, because Nevuah was not just, you know, it's not like, you know, you just like take out your cell phone and call Hashem, hey Hashem, you know, these guys want water, you know, what should I do, right? Just give me instructions, right? Text it to me, right? Text me the instructions. I'll send you my location on Google Maps, and you can tell me what to do, right? It's not like that. But the Navi has to be inspired. He has to receive inspiration, and only through that is he able to achieve Nevuah.
Even in the Beis HaMikdash, they played music 20, you know, every day of the week.
Right. Right.
Shabbos, Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, in fact, every time a person brought a carbon, right, they would play music.
Singing. And
yeah, they would sing. It says when a person brought a carbon for the aver that he did, it was an immersive experience. He would come to the Beis HaMikdash, and he would walk in. The Kohen would see through Ruach HaKodesh exactly which avera the person did. And then, based on the avera that person did, and based on the Sherish Neshama, based on the root of his soul, where he comes from in Shemaim, the Kohen knew exactly what kind of song would influence him. And so he would signal to the Levim exactly which song to sing. They would assemble. They would bring the band together, assemble the bands. Everyone would stand on the steps over there. And as the person, as the Kohen brought the carbon, right? They go through the whole process of bringing the carbon. You do smicha, then you shecht it, then you bring it onto the mizbeach, and while this is all happening, the Levim are singing their song. And if a person was really honest with himself, he was genuine, then he would imagine that everything that's happening to the korban is supposed to happen to him. And the song of the Levim, the music of the Levim, was so deeply emotional. It brought him to such a deep and profound place of regret for the avera that he had done, for what he had done wrong. And he would imagine that he really deserves to be killed, just like that this animal that's being sacrificed. Right? If he would really achieve that level of deep charata, and he would have the right kavana, then the image of a lion would appear on the mizbeach. That was a signal that his avera, his sin, was forgiven. And so music played a very, very important role in the Avodah of Beis HaMikdash.
Who were singing?
The Levim.
They stay near the sacrifice place?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yet they sing for everyone? Who brought carbon?
Mm-hmm.
Different songs?
Different song for every carbon, yes. That's what they did all day. Can you imagine that?
What kind of music?
All they gotta do all day is sing.
What kind of music do you like?
Like opera? No, sing for you, they would sing opera. Russian opera.
It means this is for a very special sacrifice or any sacrifice?
Well, this is for a sacrifice for a person who did an avera, carbon chatas.
That's not for it's.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Yes.
Somebody believe he is sinner. He
yes.
Special sacrifice. In this case, Navima sinner.
Yeah, and it was an immersive experience. It wasn't just like, here, take my carbon, do whatever you need to do. All right, did I pay my dues? Okay, good. Now I'm good to go. No, it was such a powerful experience that the person walked out of there a completely changed individual. Extremely different than the way he walked in. And if, chas v'shalom, he did not have the right kavanas, it didn't bring him to the right place, and he did not feel real and true regret, then what would happen? An image of a dog would appear on the mizbeach. And that was a sign that his carbon was not accepted.
Who saw image of dog?
Everyone. Everyone standing there would see the image.
It's not actually a dog, but it's some kind of
image. Yeah, not actually a dog, but the image of a dog. I don't know exactly what it looked like. But yeah.
But what is next? To bring another sacrifice? This is not
then you'd have to do tshuva, right? You have to do real tshuva. And try again. You know, it's not like, yeah, okay, that one didn't work, you know. Plan B, let's bring in the other one, right? Maybe this one will work. No. It's a process.
But this is really helps to understand. Oh, it's a good idea. Why is not the idea and it doesn't work now in Yom Kippur?
Oh, why don't we have that in Yom Kippur?
No, in Yom Kippur we have prayer, and nobody knows.
Right.
It's accepted or not.
Yeah, well, then we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately.
There is no any image of dog anymore.
Right, and Yom Kippur they even had a better sign. They had the that piece of red, that red piece that turned into white. If in fact, right, they had the thing that the Kohen Gadol held, right, and it turned from red to white. If in fact the Jewish people were forgiven,
but I believe it's during that time, all people were one. At that time, now we are pray. I believe now we pray for yourself, for myself. It means I'm probably somebody not, but in that time, it's show only indication how Jewish people what is different now during. Temple and now we have an individual prayer as is accepted or not, but you said in that time,
right,
accepted one prayer.
Yeah, it was more collective,
and it's kind of for whole nation.
Yes,
but it's mean if there is no temple, then there is no. It's kind of nation as was before. Because mm-hmm. We're still separated. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, that is a very interesting idea.
To forgive whole nation or forgive one individual?
Okay, let's see further. Vayomer koyomar Hashem, pasuk design. Vayomer koyomar Hashem, asoy hanachal ze gavim. Right, so Elisha says, everyone grab a shovel and start digging. Right, dig these channels that are going to be filled with water. Ki koyomar Hashem, pasuk design. Leitira ruach leitira geshe vanachalu yimoli maim ufsisem atem uknechem uvem teichem. Right, so Elisha's telling him, okay, alright guys, guess what? What's about to happen? You're not going to see any wind, you're not going to see any rain, no cloud, no, not even snow, like we're going to have tomorrow. All you're going to see is this water, these channels, this stream being filled up. That's all you're going to see. Just going to fill up out of nowhere. We'll see why that has to happen that way specifically in just a minute. Pasuk Yudches, v'nakach zois ve'ini Hashem v'nasan esmoyav b'yetchem. Now this is like an easy nace for Hashem. It's not like a big deal for him, right? It's not a big deal, and therefore, right, Hashem will be able to help you become victorious over Moyav. So what's going on over here, right? He's telling him, you know, you're going to get an ace. But you're not going to see the rain. Well, why is that important? Who cares how... They don't care if they see rain or not. All they want is water. Right? If you wanted 100 bottles of bottled water to appear, that's fine too. Right? They don't care how it fills up. Right? And then he says, oh, this is an easy nice fresh ship. It's not a big deal. A
little flash flood.
Right. So the Malbim Aver explains, again, the way the system of Nisim happens is like this. He's saying So what's happening really is that the rain is really coming to a different place. Right? It's coming to Eretz Edom, not to Eretz Israel. It's going to rain over there, and because there's going to be so much rain, it's going to kind of overflow to where the army of Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, and Yerim Melech Israel are. Right? That's what's going to happen. To the extent that it's going to look like really, it's going to look like that really Edom were the ones who deserved the rain, right? And the rain came for Eretz Edom, and the Jewish people are kind of like, you know, they happen to get some kind of like on the way. And he says, this is not, the fact that they didn't see rain or water does not mean that the miracle is greater. In fact, quite the opposite. It means that the nace is on a lower level, because it's not showing as if it's being done for the Jewish people, for the armies of the Jewish people. Rather, it looks like it's being done for the land of Edom, to supply the land of Edom. Right? Because the greater nace would be that it would rain in the desert. Right, which is where they are. That would be the greater nace. Right? But in Eretz Edom, it was always raining. Right? Like America today. America today has rain 20, you know, year round. In Eretz Israel, it almost never rains, even in the winter. So why did Hashem choose to bring the nace in such a way, where it didn't appear like such a major nace for Israel? Right, just showed up like, you know, just happened to be that they got some water from the overflow from Edom. Because the purpose of this nace was for the Jewish people to be victorious over Moav. And if Hashem would bring such a powerful and magnanimous nace that would, you know, appear like a major nace, that the rain came especially for the Jewish people, then there would be nothing left over, so to speak, for them to win, to be victorious over Melech Edom.
Came in a natural way.
Yeah, more of a natural way, less of a miraculous way.
And if you're in the wrong place, you're going to drown.
Right.
Which is to tell you that in the desert, the most dangerous thing in the desert is a flash flood.
Right.
Where does it come from?
Huh?
Where does it come from?
You got mountains, and it rains in the mountains.
I mean, it snows in the winter and melts. No.
It rains. It happens. There's a couple of cases over here. A bunch of Jewish kids got killed. It was only a few months ago. A flash flood. It rains up in the mountains. And the water has no place to go. Then you're in the valley, and goodbye, Charlie. You're drowned.
Yeah, it happened in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Right, so, same thing is happening over here. But the problem was, the Jewish people were not on a level for them to receive two nisim. Right, for them to get water in the middle of the desert. And also, for them to be victorious over Moav. That's why Hashem had to bring the water in a way where it didn't appear like a major miracle. It appeared like, you know, it happened, you know, really it was raining in Edom, and, you know, they got the leftovers over here in the Midbar. Right? That's what it looked like. Because they didn't deserve such two major nisim. That's why it had to happen in more of a natural way, so that they would have enough merit left for them to be victorious over Moav. That's why it had to happen this way. That's why it says in Pasuk Yudches, but knuckles zeis bein Hashem. For Hashem, it's not a big nace, right? It's like a small thing, right? It's almost like nature, right? And now, therefore, you can now be victorious over Moav.
They lose all their points.
What?
They would lose all their points.
Right, exactly. But right, it's like you have a certain amount of... Yeah. You can choose what to use it for. You can use it on the water,
no,
or you can use it on...
Stamps.
Right, exactly.
Oh, God.
But why so? He made so complicated to move people the long way to desert with no water? After that, he made water. Why not to make little simpler to win Maul.
What you mean, the Melech Yisrael? Why did he come around?
This whole story, it's, look, this Hashem make orchestrated the very difficult way to win Maul.
Mm-hmm.
They make a wrong way to desert, instead go straight, and now there is no water, and now need to show water, kind of miracle to come. It's going to be much simpler way.
Yeah. If you're going to war, you know, and the enemy is figuring you're going to come against them right over here, you go around the back. Outflank them.
Mm-hmm.
No, but this is what you mentioned. Why they?
Isn't that
they came to the desert?
Isn't that from before? Didn't it? Avram was afraid. He used up to a tomb or any
right.
of his horses.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Why he has.
Yeah,
what's gonna be?
Right. Yeah. Right. Same idea.
That's it.
Right. Similar idea. Yes. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we have time for a few more seconds. Okay, Pasuk, right, so let's see now what's going to happen. So because, you know, you still have a schus left, so now Pasuk Yotas, V'kisim kol ir mivtzar, v'kol ir mivchor, v'chol eitz toiv tapilu, v'chol ma'ayana imayim tistoimu, v'kol achelko atoiv tachivu ba'avoni. Right, you're going to be so victorious that you're gonna wipe out every good part of Moav, right? Every good city, and quality wise, right? Every quality city, you'll be able to wipe out every flourishing part of Moav. Right, by throwing rocks. It doesn't mean literally you're going to throw rocks at them. It means it's more of a borrowed idea, more of a metaphor. It's going to be so we're going to wipe it out completely to the point that we're going to be throwing rocks at them. Pazikhov. Vayiba baker, kalois amincha, vayina mayim boim v'darach hadlam. They wake up the next morning and guess what? What do you know? You got water traveling through the channels that they dug the day before. Batimole ha'aretz es ha'mayim. Right? And the land fills up with water. Ah, Baruch Hashem. You got water to drink. And everyone is relieved. Kol mayav shamu ki alo malachim lelachim bam. Meanwhile, mayav, and who know, they found out that these three malachim, Melech Yisrael, Melech Yehuda, Melech Edom, are now assembling their armies to attack them. They gather all the people, all the soldiers that are worthy of carrying a gun, and they stand there waiting on the border. Right, so now what happens? There's already the war. I don't know if we should get too much into it, but we'll see. Okay, we'll see next week. Well, the major nace that happens.
You see a mirage.
Yeah, they see that the water appears as blood. Right, very interesting. Very interesting idea. The water appears to them as blood. So the Mitzvah explains the reason why it appeared to them as blood was more from the light of the sun. The sun was shining on the water, and they were looking at the water as the sun was coming up, and that's why it appeared to them as blood. But really, it wasn't. Okay, well, this is more, we're going to talk about the actual war, hopefully next time. All right.
Next Monday.
Yes.
Continue.
Okay. Monday.